And that's why podcasting, I feel like even to this day, is such like an intimate, like authentic way to share stories and to really like build trust and kind of create an audience around your story and where you've come from and where you're going.
Young Entertainment Professionals.
Hey, young entertainers, Libby Ulrich here with the Young Entertainment Professionals podcast, a series featuring the people cultivating the entertainment industry and how they discovered their career path with the help of YEP Nashville. I recently attended the PodX conference at the Music City Center in Nashville, a three-day event all about, you guessed it, podcasting. There were live shows, panels, and info sessions about this entertainment medium everyone is buzzing about. And I can say from experience, from observation, and from conversations with friends that podcasts have taken brands, businesses, and individual careers to a whole new level by giving them a voice and new creative exploration in their respective industry or interests. PodX was super fun, and I learned a lot from panels about fan engagement, story format, and everything else that produces a well-crafted podcast for your targeted audience. Netflix was also a huge part of the weekend. Keiko Wagena, host of the Netflix Human Algorithm podcast, was there. FYI, Keiko is best known for her role as Lane Kim in the popular show Gilmore Girls. As an attendee, I got to host an episode recording in the Netflix podcast studio, and that is this episode. Joining me is Josh Cross, the brain behind making these episodes sound amazing, along with Bryant Urich, partner at Trust Accelerator, a product that curates content, mostly podcasts, for entrepreneurial businesses and brands. Josh recently started working for Bryant, and he shares how they met through the YEP Facebook group page. We talk about Bryant's background in documentary films, music, and why he started a company that creates content for businesses that want to elevate their voice. We also talk about career strategy, favorite Netflix shows, and podcasts, all in a 20-minute recording in the Netflix recording studio at PodX. Now to our special Netflix Live episode with Bryant Urich and Josh Cross. We're live in the Netflix recording studio at PodX 2019 with Josh Cross and his boss,
Bryant Urich.
Nice to meet you in person.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Of course. And so you run Trust Accelerator, which builds content for entrepreneurs. Tell us about that, what that means, and how podcasts have elevated the mission of your company.
Yeah, definitely. So our company is actually called Media Empathy. So we do kind of some different media outlets, but Trust Accelerator is our kind of main product. So we basically use podcasts to build content engines for entrepreneurs. So what that means is like giving them the system to not only create a podcast, but let that kind of feed all of their other marketing channels. So YouTube, their blog on their website, their email list. We kind of take from that one conversation and create different assets. So we do like visual design, little audiogram snippets, blogs with SEO keywords. Like we kind of strip from that conversation all of those different pieces of content and then help them disseminate that through their different channels. So
given the growth of podcasting with equipment and with marketing and just the way that it's just honestly blown up over the past year and a half, 2 years, what are you finding that your clients are needing most when they come to you?
It's really a plan. Like they want, obviously the service is great. Like they want to have a podcast. They want to get their message out, but giving them a plan and like a strategy has been the most, I think the most valuable thing for them. And me coming from like a producer standpoint, I love like the technical. So the audio, the editing, like all of the pieces. And in the beginning, I thought that was the most valuable, but it really comes back to like showing them, hey, we can help you get your message out. And here's like, do this X, Y, Z. You know, we can build them like a plan over time to really get that message to the most people, if that makes sense.
Yeah. What do you love most about the production process? What got you interested in that in the first place?
That's a good question. I actually was in music previous to this. So like recording, obviously that was kind of my intro into even before I was into podcasts. So I was like playing guitar, recording, messing around with Logic and faking my way through trying to record songs in my bedroom, you know? So over the years, kind of got more into some sound design stuff and had the opportunity to work with a film crew that was doing documentary things. So I would create the score for like these video projects And then they would send me the audio, like the dialogue audio. And yeah. I'm like, I have no idea what to do with this. Like, how do I make this like mic rustling on a shirt sound go mm-hmm. away? Like, how do I enhance this to make it sound better? And that kind of led me to like getting better at producing dialogue audio, which, you know, I fell into podcasts 4 or 5 years ago and really fell in love with like listening and thought it'd be really cool to do one someday. And that turned into me helping other people with the podcast journey. So, but yeah, I think I really fell in love with it. I actually started a podcast with a friend of mine in 2015.
What is it called?
It's called Reverse Podcast.
Okay.
And it's still actually out there today. We haven't done an episode for a couple of years, but it was basically a year and a half of us like interviewing creatives in Nashville. So we were just kind of going around, like hitting the streets, talking about creativity, what it means to be successful as a creative person. And that's kind of how I learned the ropes of podcasting. And that kind of like organically led to me helping other people do the same thing. So.
Was there a particular interview or episode that you remember the most that really propelled that series? And
I think by the end we had like 92 episodes or something.
Oh, wow.
So there were a ton of, I feel like every conversation I would say like, oh, this was my favorite one, you know, like mm-hmm. after we got done. One specifically, this will take me back. Like there's a band called DC Talk from like the 90s.
Yeah.
So I like grew up in church, like listening to Christian music and all this stuff. But there was an opportunity for us to talk to Kevin Max from DC Talk, which is like
nice.
One of the three guys.
Yeah.
So a little bit after I moved to Nashville, I was sitting in like Kevin Max's kitchen recording this podcast episode. And I'm like, it took me a second to like look around. I'm like, what is this place? Like Nashville's insane. Like there's so many people here.
There's so many full circle moments.
Yeah.
Like not to pull in like the whole like Opry pun, but like that's.
Yeah. totally. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, this is a guy I've listened to like for the past 20 years of my life, or 20 years ago in my life. And so that was definitely a moment like able to hear his story from when they started the band, like all the way up until now. And he's doing his own music now. And so that was a big moment. But I think the biggest thing for me was realizing that the people that didn't have a huge platform, that like maybe didn't have quote unquote success in like Instagram influencer kind of ways, actually had the most like incredible stories, like genuine people, grassroots, like creating really cool stuff. And that's kind of what inspired me actually to like, well, I want to share those stories. Like I want to share the people that kind of the unsung heroes of like, you know, they don't have a huge following, but their story is incredible. Mm. And they've overcome, you know, crazy adversity to like stay creative and find success. And so.
And they just need the support behind them.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they just like, it's funny because you see them like they maybe have never told their story before. So you get them in the room and they start talking and it's just like, whoa, like it just starts pouring out of them. So those like little light bulb moments were always really, really inspirational for me. And that's why podcasting, I feel like even to this day, is so such like an intimate, like authentic way to share stories and to really like build trust and kind of create, you know, I guess create an audience around your story and where you've come from and where you're going. So
really quickly, before I get to how Josh and you connected, I love that you were involved with the creative process of documentaries. Is there something from that process that you feel like has translated into the podcast world? Like something that the podcast world has maybe taken from that art form.
Yeah.
That's made it successful.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we've seen the success of podcasts like Serial and these kind of like narrative, you know, type of episodes where it's literally an audio documentary, you know? So I think for me, seeing some of those success over the last few years, it's really about storytelling, and it always comes back to storytelling. So whether it's a business podcast or it's a creative thing or a fiction podcast, like they're all telling a story. So it's about telling a good story and figuring out how to do that effectively, right? So that's for me. Yeah, I mean the video like documentary world definitely played into like my approach to doing podcasts now for sure.
And I feel like they both have really become more popular at the same time, just with, with Netflix, you know.
Totally, yeah.
So Josh,
he's going. Clearing his throat.
What's up?
How did you both connect? But really quickly, you're awesome. Like, and I'm so
agreed,
happy to have you a part of the Yep podcast, help with other podcasts that I've done. So snaps for you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. So this is kind of interesting story, and it all kind of starts with the Yep podcast, mm-hmm. and that I record, edit, mix, master, and push the Yep podcast. And I started working with NSAI's mm-hmm. podcast with Coffee Break, and I have a background in engineering. So I was kind of looking for something to do with engineering, but I do graphic design and I do marketing and business and all that stuff. And so then I was going through the Yep Facebook and I saw that Bryant was looking for not only a podcasting engineer, but a project manager and someone who has an influence in design and who has that kind of focus and that
multimedia
interest. Yeah, multimedia mm-hmm. interest. And so I responded, and it's pretty crazy because he didn't expect to get a return so quickly, like unhumility way, that it's like kind of the perfect person for the job. Cheers.
You not only responded, you sent me a resume that I like was literally like, this is everything that I was looking for. Like, this guy's done it all. It's in podcasts, audio, mm-hmm. video. It's awesome.
Yeah. And it's all about how they respond too. Cause I found another intern for NSAI that I still work with, Cooper, mm-hmm. Who's a photographer, videographer. And he was like the only one that like actually read my posting and like responded. Like, I could tell he read it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So I started working with Trust Accelerator and Brian. And it has been a journey. But it's also really cool. Yeah, I know. I don't know
if that's a good thing or a bad
thing. No, it's a great thing. It's been a journey because also Trust Accelerator does content for 15 to 20 podcasts. So it went from me doing just Yep podcast one and then to 20.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And trying to figure out audiograms and
yeah,
all of that stuff. So, yeah.
What's been something that you've learned from this experience so far that has been different beyond editing audio?
Yeah.
For podcasts?
Well, I think something I've learned is how to create a story, because I started realizing that podcasting is more than just an interview. You can talk about the business and where you started and you can do other things, narrations, and give people that trust, the listener trust, and mm-hmm. Build relationships. And it's a very powerful tool, mm-hmm. for sure.
Through both of your experience, have you learned any sort of shift in how listeners are choosing their podcasts? So like, because I know there's all types of articles and news out there that talk about, you know, how many ads you should have in a podcast, how long it should be. Depending on what kind of story it is and all these different ways to format a podcast where you build that trust, but you also don't lose the listener along the way.
Totally. Yeah. It's funny that these mics say Netflix on them because I always reference, you know, like look at what people are used to. Like they're used to either like a 21-minute episode of The Office on Netflix or mm-hmm. a 47-minute like hour long, you know, crime show or something. So it's kind of like, people always ask what's the perfect length for a podcast, and it's like, well, is the story good? Because if the story is good, then yeah, go for 47 minutes. Like, but if it's not, don't over engineer this like thing that you're just having this conversation that it keeps going and going. So there's really not a perfect length, you know, when it comes to just having a good story, because you see Tim Ferriss, like some of the big, you know, huge podcasts that are like 2 hours long. And then you see some of these guys that are doing little, like Seth Godin has a podcast that's like short and punchy and little 20-minute like marketing things. So there's really not a right or wrong. It's more about like, who's your audience? Is your story worth telling, worth listening to? And what's the best way to like convey that? Yeah.
Have you done many live podcast recordings, or do you mostly do recorded?
Yeah. We've done a few, like our clients have done a few, but when I actually ran the podcast here in Nashville, we actually did a couple of live events where we, you know, did like a live talk that we recorded and then translated, which are always really fun. Like, you know, there's and what we're doing right now. It's a nice little live element, like stuff's moving around. We're in this like space with a lot of people. So yeah, I love the live element of podcasts.
So off the cusp, since we're in the Netflix studio recording, favorite Netflix documentary.
Mm.
And then we'll go into what's your favorite podcast. And then I have a third one, but we're going to wait so we don't do multiple questions all the time.
Yeah. I just watched one called Dope. I wouldn't say it's my favorite one, but it's really interesting about like the drug rings and stuff.
Interesting, yeah.
There's a documentary by a company called MusicBed that put out a documentary called Make that they came up with. This is maybe a year ago or so, a year and a half ago. But it was super inspiring, talking about musicians, really just the creative process of what it means to like make quality stuff and make art and not, you know, just make things based on what everybody wants, but really dig deep and create something from, you know, your heart, essentially. So that one was really powerful. I mean, I'm sure I could list, you know, 10 or 20.
I can't remember if this was a documentary, but the Quincy Jones one on Netflix was really, really good.
Nice.
But they go through the whole history of his career, and they talk to like some of his family members, and then Rashida Jones, obviously, is in it. So
yeah, nice to check that out.
I would say Cowspiracy. I know it sounds strange, and it's like totally left field.
Did you say Cowspiracy?
Cowspiracy.
Nice.
Okay. Well, the reason why I bring that up is because it completely changed how people look at the cost of meat products, and not just the cost associated with producing, but you also have the water costs and the electricity costs and all this stuff. And people are starting to realize that we are running out of resources. And ever since Cowspiracy, it just catapulted this crazy industry of hey, maybe you should stop eating meat. It's not sustainable in the future. And it's crazy.
Has Chick-fil-A gotten on sponsoring that?
That sounds like their
sounds like something that would
eat more chicken.
Yeah, right.
Tagline.
Well, it's not just it's just meat products in general.
Gotcha.
So chicken. So is a big push for veganism. Yes, I really love the Cowspiracy documentary.
I'm gonna check that out.
There's so many food. I'm gonna take you up on that. Food documentaries that I'll watch that are talking about a plant-based diet while I'm eating really bad food, and I'm it's very ironic that
The documentary series with Fred Armisen. Why am I forgetting?
Portlandia.
Portlandia is great, but it's this. I'm gonna look it up right now really quick because it's gonna drive me nuts. It's a documentary series with Fred Armisen and Bill Hader.
Oh, it's a Documentary Now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love.
It's hilarious.
That series.
Yeah, it's so funny.
I need to.
It's very bizarre, but go check it out.
Yeah. It's funny.
And then to close, your favorite podcast currently, and then the one that got you into podcasting.
My current one, I actually just listened to this morning. It's called Startup. And it's from Gimlet Media. I've listened to that on and off. I haven't listened to every episode. So I've actually, as we're building a company, I'm going back to their initial episodes and listening to how they built their company, starting in the first year. That's a great one. The one that got me in is actually called The School of Greatness. And it's a guy, it's really funny because it's kind of out of my, I wouldn't normally listen to, a sports, it's like a former athlete that got injured and became this lifestyle entrepreneur guy. But he just talks about greatness, what it means to be great. So he interviews he's talked to Andy Grammer and Grant Cardone and some big entrepreneurs, but also musicians and creatives, and just literally ask them what it means, what greatness means to them. So they kind of tell their story. So probably 6-7 years ago, I was listening to that and got super inspired. That's what kind of spurred us to come to Nashville and go, let's talk to creative people. But that's a great one. It's The School of Greatness with Lewis Howes is the host.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mine is Song Exploder.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I do love Song Exploder.
So good. Song Exploder, they interview bands like Fanagram and a list of others. And they break down their songs all the way to the stems and not beyond what was written. They talk about the production of it and how they came to those ideas and all that stuff. And it's really, really cool. The podcast that got me into podcasting is Freakonomics.
Okay. Yeah.
Freakonomics is sick. And it's also a narrative documentary style. So it's very intriguing. And they you know, interview a bunch of people and then kind of put it all together to try to push their idea and understand, you know, the whole story and why certain things are the way they are. That's like awesome. Why there's four mattress stores in like down a city block. And why are people buying so many mattresses, you know? And also, it's because they talk about things that you never even think about on a daily basis. And I really, and that's what got me into podcasting. I'm like, wow, it is pretty powerful. Mm-hmm. It's cool.
Yeah. Love it.
I would say This American Life got me into it. It's just your classic.
Yeah.
And Ira Glass is just the real traditional, traditional journalist. So.
Yeah.
Well, thank you both for making time to sit down. So where can people find your company, get involved if they want to start building their own podcast and just need some assistance?
Totally. Yeah. The website is trustaccelerator.com. We work with businesses, small businesses, entrepreneurs, influencers, kind of just depends on what you need and what we can come up with.
Well, yep. Go check it out. Thanks, guys.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Visit trustaccelerator.com to learn more about how you can get assistance on content that's forward-thinking and true to the voice you want to communicate to your customers. If you missed the PodX conference, they do have a digital pass on sale now that provides exclusive access to select panels and sessions. Purchase yours at mischiefmerch.com for only $25. Just search PodX Digital Pass at mischiefmerch.com. Stay in the loop on latest Yep events by following Yep Nashville and Yep Los Angeles on socials to learn how to get involved in your city. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Young Entertainment Professionals Podcast. I'm Libby Ulrich, and until next time, discover, cultivate, accelerate.